Ayrshire Scots is just natural to me because I didn't have a choice in doing anything else. When we were young and growing up, Irvine born and bred, all the children in the cul-de-sac where I grew up were all the same. We all spoke the same. We all went in for their tea at the same time. Everybody's daddy came in for their work at the same time, and you were shouted in. If you were lucky, you get back out again to play after that. But you knew fine it wasn't worth your while running out and in for things because you would get kept in. But the point I'm trying to make is that we're all the same. There was no pretension. There was no expectation that you would change your voice to go to your grannies or your aunties or to school. And that was right through primary school and secondary school. I think I noticed a wee change when I went to college, when you were in with different folk for different backgrounds. And I think there was an expectation when you were doing your teaching practice that you would use your standard English. But that was only a tool to use. The minute it was finished, it was back just to the ordinary way that I talk. There was never any pressure to change. I just think there was an unconscious expectation. You're at Craigie College now, you're going to do, you've been influencing children. And it was only later when I got my own classroom, which was literally 50 yards from my own front door, that I acknowledged that I was teaching children from my own cul-de-sac, and it was never a problem. So they knew me, and I knew them, and I knew their parents. And there was never any chance that you were going to get big-headed or too big for your boots, or that's Matty Macphail's lassie for the girdle, who does she think she is? Because I was born and reared and worked and practised in the school round the corner for 16 very, very happy years. But what you see is what you get. Yes, I can turn it on. And yes, I can turn it off, depending on who my audience is. But I think it comes with age and comfort that I can stand up in a Tuesday morning assembly and the children know what to expect. When they're going to get a rant, they're going to get both barrels. But they don't have a, what they call a posh head teacher. Because I asked them the other day, I said, how are you going to cope when I'm no here and you got a posh head teacher? Oh, we never thought about that. I said, well, start thinking about it now because I'm not going to last much longer. But I think there certainly is an opportunity to influence children when they know I'm not expecting them to be anything other than what they are. When there's a rammy in the playground and they're all sent in to me to get sorted out, and everybody's got their own story to tell, you've got to listen to one after the other to, you know, to do your Sherlock Holmes or your Taggart bit to get the right story. But they know that they don't need to stand in front of me and change their voice because they also speak the same language as me in the playground. What I would like to say about the expectation of going to college, which was really quite unexpected in my household, it was expected that I would go to the hosiery, the same as everybody else. The boys would go to the block work or the shipyard, which is down the road there, and it was put to me by the granny, what are you wasting your time at that for? You'll just go to the hosiery like everybody else. Don't expect to be different. Just because you've got a wee bit of knowledge and you pass an exam, don't think you're any different from anybody else. You know, don't get too big for your boots. But nobody ever took me aside and said, now you have got this label, and now you are earning this money, and now that you have this standing in the community, you're going to have to change your ways. You're now paid for by, you know, Ayrshire Education Council. That was never said, never openly said. And just the way I speak is just a part of my personality. And if you're going to get the row or the praise, you're going to get it the way I speak. But there's a difference between the way you speak and being grammatically incorrect. And I'm also very conscious of that when I've got my young students in. And there are, have been one or two times when I've had to say, have a wee word. You know, you have to point out to you were wrong there. It's not the way you were speaking, but you were grammatically incorrect. And there's a big difference between talking Scots or talking Irvine or talking Ayrshire and talking wrong. So I feel quite strongly about that. And I don't think anything's going to change in the near future. It's still going to be me and this loud, flat Mrs. McFlannel voice. And that's a tool of my trade, and I'm very, very happy that I've got it.